Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriot Underground. Today is May 28th, 2023. Thank you so much for joining me, folks, to discover the truth beneath the surface. As always, I really do appreciate everyone out there taking the time to listen. So I'm going to take you guys with me on a little coffee chat this morning. And it's a little bit unusual for me because I am out of town right now. I'm in the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and it's absolutely gorgeous up here. It's about almost 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun is shining. It's about 65 degrees. And I don't know how many folks out there in the audience are familiar with this area, but the White Mountains in New Hampshire is really an incredible place. I mean, it's just absolutely breathtaking. I'm driving around and all around me are mountaintops, and it really is a gorgeous, gorgeous scenery here that I'm working with, and I'm wishing that I could share it with all of you folks, but I'm going to do the very best I can to try to share what's in my heart, what's in my soul, as I typically do on my coffee chat days. And you know, this trip was something that was rather unexpected. My wife actually surprised me. I have my birthday's coming up, and she had heard me talking with a friend of mine who is also married with kids. And this was a while back, several months ago, and she heard me talk about the trip. And basically, he went up into Maine on a fishing trip, and he went by himself, and it was just this really amazing getaway. And you know, I was mentioning to her how nice it would be to have a couple of nights away and just to be able to completely unwind and be away from all of my normal responsibilities and just have that taste of freedom that those of us who have kids, especially, and certainly those of us who have had kids, can remember, even if they're all grown up now, what that's like when your kids are growing up and that constant sort of energy that you have to impart to your kids, I guess you could say, in so many different ways. Your energy just gets eaten up by life and by all the general stresses that we have to go through. And then, you know, that's not to suggest that having children or having kids is anything less than the greatest blessing in my life. I think I've talked about that before. I don't really usually talk about my family all that much, but like all of you, I'm sure, I think about my children. And as far as I'm concerned, they really were the ones who gave my life meaning and shape, and they're everything to me. But nevertheless, it certainly is nice to step away, to get a little bit of taste, like I said, of that freedom that I used to know, and recharge the batteries a little bit. And, you know, for me, a part of that is wanting to communicate with you, the audience. I love you all so much, and I love to feel as if I'm connecting with my digital family and reading the comments and hearing everything that's in your heart and everything that's important to you, and being that focal point. It's just been so magical this past couple of years. I've been thinking a lot about it lately because, you know, my show is just continuing to grow, and more people are starting to come into my life, into my consciousness, and enrich what was already a wonderful life. But of course, as I've talked about many times, so many things were missing because I felt that sense of isolation that all of us have to contend with pretty much from the moment we wake up, certainly, but I was going to say pretty much for our entire lives, because it's pretty obvious for most of us as we're growing up that we don't quite fit in. We don't really fit the mold of everybody else around us. And there's just something inherently true about that experience that I'm finding more and more as I connect with my audience and I learn more about your story. It just sounds more and more like mine. I get people who, all of you, I mean, you send me emails, and even though I wish I had the time to be able to respond to all the emails, it's just that life is absolutely insanely busy between, like I said, raising children and having a full-time job already, and then really just having what started out as an experiment, a therapeutic expression, I guess, has turned into and flourished into something that is just so incredible. It's just so incredible. But I'm very busy, so I don't really have a chance to respond, at least not right away, to a lot of the messages that I get. And I hope folks understand that it's not because I don't want to, just because there are so many different demands on my time. But the point is that as I get to know all of you, albeit remotely and digitally, I'm feeling this sense of connection that I never in my life have had anything that's come even close to it. And there are certain individuals that I met, I say met, I mean, I connected with relatively early on in the journey because they messaged me. And at that point in time, the audience was smaller. And the podcast really hadn't developed into what it is now, which is, in essence, it's kind of like a second job, you know, that's competing, I suppose, with my first job. And all I really want to do is just move in this direction. I mean, as I've discovered all of you and I've discovered this magic, I wake up every single day and I think to myself, you know, what can I do today to get myself closer to that dream? Because, you know, even though I do crank out a decent amount of podcasts, and I was looking last night, I was just kind of scrolling through my channel and, you know, I saw that I had posted, I think, about 15 podcasts in the month of May, and that's not including this one and perhaps maybe one or two more. As a matter of fact, I've got Gene and Carrie coming back for another roundtable on Tuesday. So that'll be really exciting. But, you know, I looked at all of these podcasts that I'm putting out and it's like, I think to myself, wow, how do you even find the time to do it? How do you even find the energy to do it? And then when I get up here and I start to relax a little bit, and I kind of let the tension go and feel that stress relief. I mean, I realize how hard I've been working to do that and, how much it kind of takes out of me, quite honestly. And that's certainly not to complain. Believe me when I tell you, folks, I have nothing to complain about. And I have nothing really but gratitude for this entire experience. But, you know, I just mentioned that to kind of emphasize how badly I want to continue to see the podcast grow and have the audience, really the love and the passion of the audience for what I do, be the way that I earn my living and, you know, be able to just completely walk away from a career that, you know, it served its purpose. It served a very important purpose in my life. I think in so many ways it prepared me to do this. But at this stage, I mean, you know, having never imagined that I was going to discover something like this, at this stage in my life, you know, I kind of feel like I'm at a crossroads, you know, and I just want to continue to move in the direction of truth. And, you know, I was always driven by this desire to see justice. You know, I've talked many times on my show about me being a flawed individual, and there's no doubt that I am, just like all of us. But growing up, I always felt this incredible, this just burning desire to see a better world. I don't really understand. And I couldn't understand, certainly when I was younger, why other people didn't seem to share that passion, why they didn't see all the things that were happening in the world, all the injustices. And, you know, of course, this was at a point in my life where I had a very different consciousness than I do now, but still in all, you know, I always had this feeling like humanity could do better and we could build a better world. And I always believed, because of the experiences that I've had in my lifetime. I mean, I always had this belief based on those experiences and the goodness of humanity. And not just the goodness of humanity, but our potential, our collective potential to just build such a better world and to really grow into better people. And I think that in some ways, despite all the things that I've had to contend with in my own life and my own personal journey, I'm starting to realize now more and more that I never let go of that. Ever since I was a little kid, I mean, I remember I was fortunate growing up. I mean, I certainly didn't grow up in a rich family, but we were comfortable enough where my parents could take me on trips and we could travel around. And you know, I saw a decent amount of places when I was young. And I remember one trip that I went on, we went to Jamaica. And I was very young at the time. I think I was probably 7 or 8 years old. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 10, I'm not sure, but I was young. And certainly I had never seen anything like that. I had never been to that part of the world before. And I remember we went on a little rafting tour. They had this river that, you know, you paid money, you went on a tour, and, you know, they put you on the boat, and, you know, kind of went down the river. And I'll never forget, I was sitting there and looking out and seeing all the beauty around me. And then suddenly I started to see all of these young children on the side of the river. A lot of them didn't even have clothes on. A lot of them had, you know, basically they were just, I mean, some of them were just running around without any clothes on, but it was a heavily poverty-stricken area. I mean, you could tell that these people lived at a level of poverty that most of us, I mean, if we've traveled the world, we've seen these things with our own eyes, you know what I'm talking about. But most of us, you know, we only see pictures, and at least a good portion of us never really come face to face with these type of realities. And it affected me at such a deep level. And I remember that there was one particular boy who didn't have any shoes on. And he was selling soda. And I asked my mother if I could get a soda. She said yes. And you know, the boat kind of swerves over to the side. And I remember just taking off my flip-flops and giving it to him. I, you know, paying him for the soda, but giving him the flip-flops. And I remember the look in his eye. I never forgot. It always stuck with me. I mean, he didn't even say anything. He just looked at me, but there was such a gratitude. It was such an expression of love, and it just affected me. It left an imprint on my heart. And, you know, I think the boy's brother, his older brother or something, came over and said, you know, thank you or whatever. But this was a young kid. And, you know, at that age, I can remember thinking to myself, why do people live this way? Why did that boy have no shoes on? And of course, I had a very, very different view of the world. But still in all, I was able to recognize just the basic injustice even then. And I think about that now, and I look back and I draw comparisons to where we are right now and how much we've discovered along the way in this journey, and how all of us have come to realize that this suffering that's been inflicted upon humanity, it's all been engineered by an evil that at that point in my life, certainly, and even for many, many years later, I had absolutely no consciousness of. All I knew that was that there was just something fundamentally flawed and wrong. And inside of my heart, I felt a desire, a passion to want to do something about it. And, you know, you grow older and you start, you know, life gets complicated in its own ways, and you start to have your own issues and problems. And a lot of people, I think, may have experiences like this, but, you know, that's also part of the way this matrix is designed, is it's really engineered to make us so self-centered that we become cynical and we become basically numb to all of these things. We get desensitized to the things that used to affect us so deeply. And I thank God that there was, and don't get me wrong, that happened to me as well. Now, I'm just like anybody else out there. It's not as if I'm any different in that way, you know, my own problems, my own issues, me, me, me. I mean, it's the culture, especially, that we live in. And so it's really difficult to extricate oneself from that. But still in all, I thank God that those types of feelings and, you know, those impressions that were left on my heart at such a young age, they never went away. And they really carried into my adulthood, along with so many things that were difficult for me to navigate through, believe me. Because, you know, without getting into specifics, I mean, I've certainly talked about the struggles that I've been saddled with in my own lifetime. And I think that there probably would have been many times where it would have been easy for me to just become that cynical person and get caught up to such a degree in myself that I let go of those foundational roots that were built in my childhood on those experiences. Because I see now how many people out there feel the same way I do. You know, I was so wrong when I went through my life and thought that I was the only one who felt a certain way about the world, who viewed the world this way. And even though maybe at some level I had to believe that there were other people out there who were like me, no matter what I did, I never was able to find any of you. I was never really able to locate and connect with anybody at that level. So I think to some degree, you know, I just sort of kept all of that bottled up inside. And I mean, obviously it informed the way that I navigated the world and influenced my behavior, my social patterns. And, you know, I'm not a very extroverted person, actually quite the opposite. I'm more of an introvert, which is kind of strange in a sense, because, you know, I put my voice out there and, you know, that persona of Patriot Underground has kind of become a public figure, which is odd in a sense, because I'm such a private person in my own life. But, you know, it's been absolutely amazing for me to see how many of us are out there. And it just continually grows and grows. And I think what's unique about this audience is that, yes, of course, we're all here for the Great Awakening. We're all on this journey together. And of course, it has to do with discovering the truth about the world and navigating through all of the news and the intel and everything that just constantly is cascading at us. But I think what's special about this audience, you know, and I've been thinking a lot about this. I have been for quite some time, actually, really reflecting about what it is that makes this audience different. Because, you know, my first instinct is to think, well, it's your audience. So, of course, you're going to be, you know, you're going to be biased toward your own audience. And that's true. But I think really there have been other folks out there who are, you know, listeners of the show, and they've become part of this, I guess you could say, this family that we built and that we're continuing to build. And they say the same thing, that there is something unique. And I think that what it is that all of us recognize the various different levels of awakening. We recognize the different theaters of the war. But I think at our core, what we value the most is the spiritual journey. And what I try to offer folks is a voice to express all of those things that we have wanted to talk about, we wanted to hear about, we wanted to see reflected in others our entire lives, and been denied that just simply by the circumstances under which we've had to navigate the world, you know? Our life, our path, our journey, where we were born, the circumstances, the people. And all of those vary between us. Don't get me wrong, but what seems to be the unifying force amongst us all is that we've recognized our entire lives that we were different. We've felt our entire lives like we were different. And even to this day, within the general patriot community, amidst the Great Awakening, we still recognize that there's something about those of us who, you know, really connected on this deep level, that there's something unique about the way that we view the world, and more specifically, the value that we put in these types of conversations. And, you know, there are a lot of people who are going to criticize, and they'll say things and about the coffee chats. Oh, you're just making it about you. It's, you're just talking about yourself. And you know, I get that kind of type of criticism all the time, which is why I have tried to make it a point more often to, you know, point that out in the beginning to folks, is that, you know, if you're looking for a discussion about the intel, you're looking about the, you know, analysis for the latest developments, you know, tune into a future episode, like a situation analysis report or update. But that's really not what these coffee chats are about. I mean, I get into certain things. I mean, I talk about, you know, recent developments and such, but, you know, I'll touch upon it, but really it's more centered around what really brings us all together, which is what I'm talking about. It's just the spiritual connection that we feel. And I think that there's such a deep appreciation of it because, you know, like I've quoted before, there's a book I remember that, you know, I think probably all of us had to suffer through when we were back in high school, but The Scarlet Letter, but which by the way is not a, it's really a good book. It's kind of, you know, it's difficult in certain points to get through, but the story itself and the experience of Hester with The Scarlet Letter is truly a classic story. But, you know, there's a line that I never forgot from that book, you know, which is, she didn't know the weight until she felt the freedom. And that had to do with when she was in the forest and, you know, she let her hair down for the first time and she took off The Scarlet Letter. And, you know, she didn't know the weight of that letter until she finally took it off, until she finally felt that freedom. And I think that what this audience is feeling, so much of the resonance that happens when I do these coffee chats and when we connect at such a deep level, is because I think we're feeling a freedom that's making us realize the weight that we've carried our entire lives. And there's something truly not just powerful about that, but there's something just emotionally that causes us, I think, to connect at a deeper level than any of us ever thought was even possible. Certainly, you know, with an anonymous voice on the internet. And for me, you know, from my perspective, a bunch of individuals out there who I've never met before, never seen before, perhaps never will. I don't know. I mean, I'd like to think that someday we'll all connect when this is all over. In fact, I believe that in many cases that will be true. But the fact that we have found one another and have such a profound sense of gratitude for that is, I think, what really makes these coffee chats and the collective experience that we have, you know, when I share my heart with all of you and then you resonate with it and you share it back and you comment and people go and they read the comments and then they connect with one another. I mean, I've actually had folks who have told me that they've made some pretty powerful connections with other members in the audience, whether it be through the Patriot Roundtable, the Patriot Chats, which are absolutely incredible. By the way, the third one is going to be on July. Yeah, right. It's going to be on June, I think it's 27th, I want to say. I probably shouldn't have brought that up without my calendar in front of me. Oh, no, it's the 24th. Yeah, June 24th at 7 p.m. By the way, if you want to be a part of that, you can click the link in the description for Buy Me a Coffee and just hit the membership tab. It's $5 a month. And you can get access to that Zoom link. But, and by the way, if there's anyone out there who can't afford to do that, like I've mentioned before, but you want to be a part of the Patriot Chats, just send me an email, patriotunderground2021.com, at gmail.com, excuse me. Let me say that again, patriotunderground2021@gmail.com. So if you'd like to be a part of the Patriot Underground chat and you can't afford to make a donation to become a member, certainly I want to have you. In fact, there are a couple of folks who have already done that. So don't be shy if you want to connect, but you don't have the money. Like I've said, folks, this really isn't about the money. It's about connecting with all of you. And, you know, the money thing is just, you know, like I say, it's just a way for me to try to do this, to extricate myself from my job and to make this my really my primary focus. But anyway, there have been people who have made those connections, you know, through the Patriot Underground chats, the roundtable, and even just people who are have made comments and shared their emails with one another and have had an incredible friendship develop out of it. And this is really just the beginning. I mean, we've only just begun. And we're pioneering something I think that's truly incredible. And that is, we're finally introducing into this world and we're spreading into this world something that all of us, I think, can collectively agree has been missing, at least in our experience, our entire lives. Not as if we don't see people making connections everywhere around us, but the type of connections, the deep-rooted spiritual connections, the real meaningful stuff, the real good stuff, the stuff that all of us care about, that you know, we grew up kind of under the impression that most of the world just doesn't seem to value or appreciate. We're bringing that into the world and we're amplifying that. We're spreading that love. We're spreading that energy. And in some cases, you know, this is for people who have been, you know, missing this their entire lives. In fact, probably in most cases, you know, there are people who have had experiences in their lives that have awakened them and stimulated them spiritually to such an extent that that's all they've ever really wanted to pursue. But the world, of course, is set up to pretty much clamp that off and, you know, to drive us away from spiritual practice and from real connection with our fellows, from a real attempt to make a better world. And now we have this incredible, unprecedented, unique opportunity as the world is changing to usher that energy and that love into this world like never before. And that's what we're doing. And I'll tell you something, it just absolutely moves me and inspires me to such a level when I see, I mean, literally every single day, I'm getting more and more subscribers. Some days, folks, it's, you know, I'll check in the morning and then later on in the afternoon, I'll have 50, 60 more people who have come on board. And these are people who are joining us. They're joining the conversation. They're joining the movement, but they're also recognizing that special element that this audience and this digital family brings to the table and is sharing with the world. And I think for a lot of people, it's a conversation that's so new to them. It just blows them away. They just can't even believe it because they've never heard and experienced something like this before. And that's not because of me. I'm not saying because of me. I'm just saying because of all of us. You see, I would just be a voice in the wilderness out here, literally right now, you know, driving around talking to myself in my car. That's all this would ever be if it weren't for you. If it weren't for you resonating, if it weren't for all the people creating that energy. If all of you weren't on the same frequency, weren't resonating at the same frequency as I, none of this would be anything, really. I mean, Patriot Underground wouldn't even exist. It's because of you. And like I say, you know, I'm a flawed person. Most of the things that I've tried to do in my life, I've hadn't really ever worked out the way that I wanted them to, I'll tell you. It's been quite an incredible experience to see something be so successful for me because it's always been really kind of the opposite. Every path that I tried to go down and every initiative that I had, it always seemed to fail or it seemed to just not work out the way that I wanted to and leave me disappointed and angry and frustrated and bitter at some points. And yeah, at some points cynical. It's not like I haven't gone through all this stuff myself, but there was always that higher energy inside of me that, you know, that pulled me back. But it's, you know, it's incredible to see something like this happen in my lifetime because, you know, again, I never imagined that not only that this would happen, but I just never imagined that I would be able to taste success. And for me, the way that I define success has always been different. And that's really kind of what I've been mainly focusing on today. And I think all of you, fall into that exact same category with me. The way that we view the world, the way that we get our sense of fulfillment and satisfaction in the world and in life, just has never really been something that has been valued by this world. And that's what's so beautiful and inspiring about this time that we're living through right now, because the world is changing. And yes, it's changing slower than all of us want. We're not getting the justice and the, you know, the disclosure and the exposure as fast as we want. And we're not seeing, certainly I'm not seeing people wake up as fast as I want, but I still know that it's happening. And I can sense and feel the energy shifting. All of us can. What's happening is that we are ascending. You know, we've already moved out of the third dimension. The way that I view dimensions, essentially, is it has to do with states of consciousness, levels of consciousness. And all of us have left the third dimensional consciousness behind. Yes, we still have a foot in that world. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you've heard me talk about that many, many times. But our minds and our spirit has already transcended that. You know, I think really for a lot of us, we're kind of, you know, between the fourth and the fifth, depending upon the day. You know, I think mainly the world right now overall is in the fourth dimension, where we're realizing that things are different. They're never going to be the same. And people are waiting to see what this is going to turn into, what it's going to transform into. But I think that once we get to the point where we're not waiting anymore and we're actually making it happen ourselves, when we realize that we have the power to manifest the world that we want, and we realize that what we're doing right now isn't just a podcast, isn't just a conversation. This is altering the frequency of the world. This is elevating the frequency of the world, not just this show, of course, but this entire movement. The world is never going to be the same. And clearly, it's going to take that disclosure. It's going to take that exposure and that subsequent justice, the tribunals and everything that we know is coming, in order for us to fully make that transition, I think, out of the fourth dimension and finally into the fifth, where we realize that we've arrived at a level of consciousness. We've ascended to the point where we're no longer waiting on anybody else to change the world. We are the change. We are the drivers. We are the spirit, the passion, the beating heart that God put on this planet to build out this world, and not just this world, but to go beyond it. I think we're going to go to the stars. And I think that it's very likely that all of us are going to see that happen. We're going to see that manifest. We're going to manifest it ourselves in our lifetime. We're on the verge of seeing people get excited about the quantum financial system. And don't get me wrong, I'm excited too. I mean, this is an economic debt prison. So getting the boot off of our neck from a financial standpoint is absolutely vital for the freedom of humanity and for us to ultimately ascend in our liberation. But I think what excites me the most is the release of all of these patents, these hidden suppressed patents, all of these technologies. The military and all the cabals, various different tentacles, their secret societies have kept hidden, that are going to so radically transform the way that we live to a degree that it's going to change our entire approach to life. I mean, everything that we're so focused on, I've talked about this many times. I mean, for most people, the primary sources of stress in their life have to do with money and health. And those are two of the primary ways we've discovered that we're being attacked, certainly over the past few years with the whole pandemic. But that's really not even what I'm referring to. I'm talking our entire lives. We've been under attack, physically, and obviously in a very covert way with silent weapons to make us sick, and not just physically, by the way. They use all different types of technologies in order to, mostly or scalar technologies, to lower our frequency, to an actual voice to skull technology, to put thoughts and feelings inside of our heads. And I mean, we've just been under constant assault our entire lives. And that has been one of the main attack vectors. And then, of course, there's the debt prison. Now, where we're just constantly on this hamster wheel our entire lives. And, you know, it used to be that you could raise a family on one income. You know, back in the, even if you want to go back to the 70s, for some families, even into the 80s, that was, I think it was starting to change at that point. But it's a totally different world now. I mean, everyone has to just work themselves to the bone just to get by. And then, of course, we see all of our tax money, which is illegally taken from us anyway, being used to fortify and to expand this tyranny and to clamp down on us even tighter. And, you know, once you become aware of that, all you really want is to see that end and to break free from that. And indeed, that's what's happening. But our overall approach, when this is all said and done, you know, when the tribunals are all said and done, and the healing process and the grief has finally, you know, we've gotten through the worst of that. And we see free energy patents, and we see Tesla technology and all of these hidden medical revolutionary technologies come into our lives, we're going to be looking at life through an entirely different lens, through entirely different eyes than we do now. I think to such a degree, there's going to be such a level of freedom. There's going to be such a feeling of peace, a feeling of safety. I mean, most people, you know, they don't talk about it. But, you know, most of the dysfunction that we see in our society has to do with just manifestations of fear. And the biggest manifestation of fear is anger. And we see, I mean, we live in a world where people are just, to say that they're angry is, I mean, it just doesn't even begin to scratch the surface. We're living in a world where people are walking around with just deep-seated rage. And then, of course, there are other folks who have, you know, basically just, you know, kind of like what I was talking about earlier in the show, they were able to do what I was never able to do, which is to pretty much, you know, disassociate themselves from it all and just become desensitized to it and live life with their blinders on and only pay attention to what serves them, you know, what enables them to live in that, inside of that bubble. And that's what's so difficult about what we're going through. It's what we're trying to reverse, is to get people to come out of that bubble and to realize that, you know, where they are and why they're there in a spiritual sense. And I do believe that that's why we're going to have these, you know, scare events, these black swan events. You're going to have to, I mean, as much as I believe in humanity and as much as I love humanity, like I was talking about, and I've talked about many times, I mean, you know, some people are just simply not going to wake up. And at a certain point, it has to be done for them. I mean, that, you know, the Band-Aid has to be ripped off, you know, however, whatever metaphor you want to use. There's just such a, we've been so victimized and so attacked our entire lives that we've adapted to it. And I'm not talking about us specifically. I'm talking about humanity as a whole. We've adapted to the trauma. And that's really what MKUltra programming is all about. That's the core of it, is this discovery that human beings will adapt to trauma. They will, depending upon how the trauma is inflicted upon them, that adaptation can be directed and weaponized. And that's of course exactly what they did. But the overall concept here is that human beings are very, very strong. I mean, we're manifestations of God Almighty. And even though that we've been reduced to what we've been reduced to, and it really pains me to think about the degree to which, to think about what they've done to humanity. I mean, I get emotional thinking about it, folks. I mean, there were times in my life where I'd walk around and I'd look at people and I just, you know, it just breaks my heart. And I walk around and in a Walmart or a, you know, just anywhere where you get a slice of life, you know, a view of the public. And I mean, Walmart's really a much better place to go and to see, you know, if you really want to see what the cabal's done to us in this world. That's all you have to do. Look no farther. I mean, you go up there and you see, I mean, so many people, they don't even know what planet they're on at this point. And when I see what we've been reduced to, you know, what God's creation, how it's been attacked, how it's been manipulated, how we've been just ruthlessly, savagely raped spiritually and ideologically and informationally, and how they've just taken something so beautiful and turned it against itself and created this illusionary world where people have no idea what the true nature of reality is. It really pains me. But the beautiful part about that is that while I recognize that, I also can say, all right, realistically, these same people whom I love at a, you know, I have a love for humanity. Doesn't mean that I intimately love every single person that I see. It's not what I'm suggesting, but, you know, overall, I recognize that we're all in this together. All of us are connected. I truly believe that. And I truly believe also that strangers, in many cases, are just family we haven't yet come to know. And what better example than this podcast? And what I've been talking about today. But you know, the reality is that these people aren't going to wake up unless there's a major interruption to their life that's going to force them to shift their consciousness out of where it is right now, or away from where it is right now, which is wholly focused on the illusion, the matrix. And even though there's like these glitches in it now where with the white hats and what they're doing behind the scenes, they're causing glitches in the matrix to get people to start questioning things, and it's working, it's happening. But yet at the same time, I also think that without that major scare event, without that major interruption, that financial crash, you know, nuclear scare, whatever it is that we end up ultimately seeing happen here, you know, this could go on for years. And we don't have years, as we all know. I mean, you know, we're running on fumes over here. Just when I feel like I don't have any more energy and I'm just completely running out of gas and I just can't take it anymore, somehow God reaches down and, you know, he just reinvigorates me and gives, I mean, God always provides, and all of us are deeply connected to God. But that doesn't change the fact that all of us are exhausted. And I think we collectively are recognizing that this can't go on for years. We have to have resolution. And I don't think that there's any intention for it to go on for years. Believe me, I think we're in the final phases, as you've heard me talk about many times. But, you know, that weariness that all of us are feeling is because we've been fighting for such a long time. And most of us haven't really had much success in red pilling those around us. And that's what drove us into each other's arms and each other's hearts. But, you know, we're changing this world, folks, and all of these people out there who don't understand what's going on in a very, very short time, they are going to. And it's going to be a gradual process, obviously. But each one of us, I think, is going to realize, and you've heard me mention this so many different times, because I just think it can't possibly be overemphasized, you know, the role that all of us are going to play and the preparation that we're undergoing literally as we speak right now in order to step into that role, because this entire world is about to change. and it's going to require God's children. It's going to require God's army, which is all of us, to be able to educate, to be able to heal, to facilitate in the healing that's going to be necessary before we can even have the conversation about rebuilding this world and manifesting God's true design. The more immediate need for all of us is going to be to put the pieces back together and to help everybody to understand what they have been completely blinded to their entire lives. So I honor each and every one of you folks. I love you deeply. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast today. I'm going to cut it here so I can get on with my day and enjoy this amazing experience of being up in this beautiful mountain area. And I just want to send love. I want to send high vibes, good vibes to each one and each of you out there in the audience, because I love you. I cherish you. And I just want to remind everyone that you've changed my life. I wouldn't even remotely be the man that I am today had God not seen fit to bless me with this audience, with this podcast, with this incredible journey with each one of you. You've changed me. You've touched me. You've moved me. And you continue to do so. And I'm eternally grateful to each and every one of you. All right, everyone. Hopefully you enjoyed. I'm going to cut it here. Make sure you check out the links in the description to support my work. I mentioned buy me a coffee during the course of the show today. You can also check out patriotunderground.shop. Pick up an item or two. High quality products, very affordably priced. It's a great way to support me. You can also check out the links and make sure you're following me on the different platforms. I'm on BitChute, Rumble, Podbean, and Odyssey. And then I'm also on Telegram and Truth Social. Make sure you check out patriotswitch.com/patriotunderground. Make the switch today, folks. Ditch the big box conglomerates. You've heard me talk about it many times. I won't harp on about it today, folks. But, you know, the corporate world, the big box stores, they're revealing who and what they really are with every passing day. It's getting more and more obvious. And as far as I'm concerned, it's time for everyone out there who has a conscience to stop spending money at these stores. And then finally, Patriot Underground Gold. Talk about a time for action, folks. This is the moment. This is the time for all of us who have the financial resources in our retirement funds to put them into gold and silver, not to just wait for the QFS, to wait to see what happens, but to actually be proactive and take the steps to protect everything that you've worked so hard your entire lives to save. And also, of course, to put yourself in a position to capitalize on this transition. I mean, I think it's a very wise move. You know, I bring folks these opportunities because I've moved on them in my own life. I believe in them. I stand behind them. And I promise you folks, you have my word. I'm not a financial analyst. I'm not a financial professional. I've been very clear about that. But you have my word. I know that each of you trust me. And I promise you that I'm never going to promote or market anything to you that I don't 100% believe is a very wise decision or is something that's very, very important for each and every one of us to consider. I recognize that the initiatives that I present to you aren't going to be for everyone. And I fully respect that. But I do think that my approach of only bringing opportunities that make sense is something that you can count on. I love you all. I'll be back soon with another report. Like I said, I got Gene and Kerry coming back on Tuesday. Very much excited about that. And until then, folks, God bless and Godspeed. Patriot out.